Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Dini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi today. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi will also launch the 1 lakh crore rupees Research Development and Innovation RDI Scheme Fund to give a major boost to R&D ecosystem in the country. The scheme aims to promote a private sector-driven research and development ecosystem in India. India defeated South Africa by 52 runs in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup in Navi Mumbai. It is the maiden World Cup title for Indian women. Shefali Verma won the title of Player of the Match. India set a target of 299 runs against South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy. In reply, South Africa could score 246 runs in 45.3 overs. India scored 298 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in 50 overs, with Shefali Verma, the 21-year-old, hitting 87 and Deepti Sharma scoring 58 runs. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and put India to bat first. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian women's cricket team on their spectacular victory in the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025. President Murmu said the Indian women's team has created history by winning the World Cup for the first time. She commended the players for their consistent performance, adding that the victory is a fitting reward for their talent and hard work. This watershed moment will inspire women's cricket to reach even greater heights, adding that she admired the way the girls have done India proud. Prime Minister Modi described the win as spectacular, noting that the team's performance in the final showcased great skill and confidence. The Prime Minister praised their teamwork and determination throughout the tournament, adding that the historic triumph will motivate future champions to take up sports. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates on the tourism sector are benefiting citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the tourism sector by reducing tax burdens and making travel, accommodation and cultural experiences more affordable for citizens. GST on hotel stays priced at under 7,500 rupees per night has been reduced from 12% to 5%, making accommodation more accessible. Meanwhile, the GST rate on buses with a sitting capacity of more than 10 persons has been reduced from 28% to 18%, lowering public transport cost. These GST cuts are a strategic initiative by the government to boost India's tourism and cultural sector. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan began yesterday with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. The Sammelan is being organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. In the national capital at Akashvani Rang Bhavan, flutist Pandit Rakesh Chaurasia and Banarathi folk artist Nandesh Umap and his team performed a vibrant program. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal and Akashvani Director General Rajiv Kumar Jain also attended the event. Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan will be held in 24 cities across the country. During the month-long event, the Sangeet Sammelan will bring Hindustani, Carnatic, light and folk music to audiences from across the country. All concerts are open to the public without any entry fee. Invitation cards can be collected from the respective Akashvani stations on a first-come, first-served basis. And a floral artistry workshop was recently organized by the Farmers Cell School of Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University Medziphema Campus, in collaboration with the District Administration Medziphema at the Multipurpose Hall SAS Medziphema. Addressing the program, Additional Deputy Commissioner of Medziphema, P. James Swu, expressed happiness over the initiative, noting that it was the first of its kind in Medziphema. He hoped that the workshop would serve as a valuable learning experience and an opportunity for participants to discover a new hobby that enhances creativity. In his remarks, Professor Deepak Sinha, Pro Vice Chancellor, Nagaland University, Medziphema Campus, said the workshop aimed to foster creativity and help participants learn and develop new skills. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.